The laboratory is abuzz with electronics. Computers and other equipment fill the open room. This is where things like blood and urine get tested, specimens that one might expect to be tested in a hospital laboratory. But there are other kinds of testing going on here too that just might surprise you.
We test potable water, cannery water, and pool water for coliforms.
Liz Bacom is the lab and imaging manager.
We're looking for an indicator organism that's an E. coli, and if that's present, then that indicates that the water's been contaminated with warm-blooded fecal materials.
Bacom says the lab is certified with the state's Department of Environmental Conservation.
So we do the borough, we do residences. If you live out the road and you want to test your water, you can bring a sample into us.
The medical center's lab workers are all considered generalists, so they can each work in chemistry, hematology, and microbiology. Bacom says having tests done in-house can speed up treatment for patients.
The benefit of having a good microbiology department is a number of reasons. First of all, if you've got a urine culture, urine infection, and you want to find out whether you need to be treated or not, we can usually tell within the next day whether there is something there.
The more unusual tests get sent out 3 times a week to Seattle to be conducted there. Next to the microbiology room is the hematology and chemistry lab. This is where about 600 samples of blood get tested during the medical center's health fair every other spring.
So, Lori, what are we looking at?
Lori Miller is one of the hospital's 6 medical technologists. She's sitting in a lab coat in front of a large computer screen, looking at what appears to be hundreds of circles.
We're just looking at a peripheral blood smear from one of our patients.
We're looking at blood, you said?
Blood, yep. That's actually, these are red blood cells. All these little dots, and then these are actually different types of white blood cells. This is a monocyte, and this is a lymphocyte.
The image is a mystery to me, but to her, it's like reading a kind of blood map.
And if you look at the red blood cells as well as part of our differential, you can tell if the patient is anemic by what the red blood cells look like. These all look pretty good because they're nice and red. We can tell a lot just from one slide of blood.
Lab testing is only one department. There's also the imaging department. That's found down the hallway in separate rooms for CTs, x-rays, ultrasounds, and mammographies. 2 staff people work there. All the images are taken in these rooms and sent out to a radiologist group in Eugene, Oregon. They are on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It's all digital, and results can be returned as quick as 20 minutes. Again, Liz Bacom.
When I first started working here, it was wet chemistry. So we take a picture, an x-ray, put it into a tank in the dark room and develop it. It'd come out in 90 seconds, stick it up on the view box, and the doctor here would take a look at it and go, well, not sure if it's a C fracture or a C spine fracture or not. We're going to have to ship the patient out. And so what this has done is really reduced the number of medevacs.
The lab also works with a pathologist in Bellingham, Washington, who can help them remotely troubleshoot any questionable images. The CT scanner is a 16-slice machine, which means it's not the top of the line, but not the bottom either. It can't look at details in the heart, for example, but it can help a patient who had a stroke.
One of the things we have to find out is whether it's a bleed in the head, and whether or not there's a bleed, it'll determine how that patient's going to be treated. And you have to have that information really quick, because the sooner you start therapy, the better the outcome for the patient.
About how often do you use it?
That's Borough Assembly member Cindy Lagadakis, who is also along for the tour.
We probably do anywhere between 10 and 20 CT studies in a month.
The CT machine gives physicians a good idea if further testing is needed. For basic imaging needs, say for a broken bone, the x-ray machine in the next room does the trick. It's about 15 years old, and the parts aren't available anymore. It's still used regularly, and Bacom hopes for funding to replace it. Like the x-ray machine, the mammography machine is also older. It's still effective for checking abnormalities in breasts. It's just not digital.
This is the only non-digital mammography unit in the state of Alaska.
And what does that mean?
That means that the quality of the images is good, but it's not as sensitive as a pure digital image. So what we have to do is take an image and process it through a separate computer system that enhances it so that it is as close to digital as it can be without being completely digital.
The mammography machine is used about 15 to 20 times a month. The machine is worth over $200,000, and Bacon says the money is just not there now to replace it. Then there's the portable ultrasound machine, which uses sound waves to look inside the body. This one was upgraded last year.
And this ultrasound machine, it's not very big. It's pretty compact, like a desk or large desk, maybe?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a really amazing modality.
So other than expectant mothers, what would you use this for?
All kinds of things. Or thyroid. If you have a thyroid nodule, they'll check in with ultrasound, along with some lab work, too, but thyroid ultrasound. They use it for liver, abdomen, women's health besides OB, but the urinary tract system, so their kidneys and ureter bladder. We also have vascular. So vascular is looking at anything where the blood's flowing in veins and arteries.
And to maintain all of this imaging equipment, it takes specialists. They fly into Petersburg once a year to check on the equipment to make sure it's running like it should. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.